好吧。
The news that Google might abandon China had some web users in Beijing in mourning, leaving flowers at the internet giant, even tears. But despite its entrance into the Chinese market, even with the government's strict censorship rules, Google now says an attempt to hack into its Gmail to identify human rights activists is one dangerous step too far.
We've decided to change our approach to China.
Google now says it's done cooperating with the Chinese government and will no longer censor its search engine. Most experts say that's tantamount to closing up shop for good.
Nothing the Chinese government has done over the past couple of years would indicate any possibility that they'd be willing to tolerate an uncensored search engine to operate from inside China.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton expressed serious concerns about the spying allegations and wants an explanation from the Chinese government. Google's legal counsel says there is real reason to worry.
All of us need to take care because all of us could be the subject of these kinds of scams, and not just users of Google or Gmail, or it's really users of any computer.
Human rights groups upset that Google ever agreed to censorship in the first place are now applauding its new hardline stance. But not everybody's happy. This man says Google was unrealistic to expect change overnight, and challenging the government now is the wrong thing to do. Still, Google may abandon a market of some 300 million web users. Although its share of that lucrative market remains small, its potential seemed almost limitless. Lee Cowan, NBC News, Los Angeles.